So my boyfriend and I have been, had this little issue, and I'm just kind of curious. There's a woman in our building who was disrespectful to him, frankly. It was, I was angry at her on behalf of him.
Mm-hmm.
He had thrown out a bunch of stuff in where he's supposed to throw it out, in our trash compactor room. And I guess she found it unsightly and thought that he should have brought it down, or whoever the person was. He didn't know. She didn't know it was him. Whoever the person was should have brought it down to the basement themselves and not left it in the trash compactor room, which is where you put, I don't know, trash.
Mm-hmm.
And left this big note shaming him. It was really nasty. And I was like, who the heck is she to talk to us like that? Because she's not the, the queen of the building. Like, she's a total Karen. You know, one of these women that's just like, she totally Karened us. You know, whoever it is that left this in the trash compactor room, let me tell, and she made a list of all the problems with it and how disgusting. The reason we threw this thing out is because it was disgusting. That was the point. And the way they do it in the building, you put your trash in this big giant trash compactor room, and then somebody comes around at a certain time of the day and they just empty the trash compactor rooms. It's just, it's the way the buildings in New York City work. But for some reason, she felt that we should have, on our own, taken these things down to, I don't even know where in the basement. I don't even know if there's a main trash compactor room down. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
So she shamed him, and I said, that's it. We're done with her. We're never speaking to her again. And he's like, well, no, it's okay. I mean, you know, I saw her in the elevator the other day and I had a conversation with her. I was like, no, you cannot talk to her anymore.
She is off limits. You act like she doesn't even exist when she's talking to you.
Right. I said, she doesn't know that it was you who left that, all that stuff in there.
Mm-hmm.
But what if, it, you know, she should take into account that it could have been you, and she doesn't have to Karen all of us. So he's, you know, he's still talking to, I saw him in the lobby talking to her just the other day. They were socially distanced talking, but still, I was like, you're not allowed to talk to her.
Right. No, you have to be on my side no matter what. You know,
right.
That's the reason why you're in a relationship, is to hate somebody equally.
Together.
Yeah,
right, as
you
a
have
team.
To. You have to. We, you and I, hate people equally.
If one of us hates you, we both hate you. Trust me. If you think only one of us hates you, you are wrong. You got double hate coming out of us.
Right. There was one guy that used to work with us, and I didn't have that much hatred towards him because I really didn't have anything to do with him.
Right.
But you hated him.
Right. I hated him with the passion of a thousand suns because I disrespected everything about him. He was the laziest guy in the world. He didn't work. We would need him to do things for us, for the show, for the station, and we'd see him over having coffee, and it would be days before he'd get anything. Like, we've never experienced anything like that before. We've only worked with people who, when you need something, they do their job. But it's like, he didn't do his job. And it was so frustrating because he was also a jerk. Mm-hmm. So he was a jerk, and he didn't do, and he was lazy.
I couldn't even say hi to him in the hall. I mean,
that's right.
I couldn't look him in the eye because we hated him. If you can't equally hate somebody as a couple, then you should break up because there's no reason to be a couple then.
I know. I said to him, I'm like, there's something wrong with our relationship if you can't hate this woman with me who wronged you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm hating her for you, and you're not even sticking with the hate part. You're talking to the enemy.
See, I don't even live in the building. I don't know the lady, and I hate her.
Of course you do.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, she actually wrote a note and left a note.
Yeah.
Like, you know how you keep seeing the Karens with the videos?
Mm-hmm.
I would have taken a video of the whole thing had I known that I was going to get Karened.
Like, there was a note in our laundry room saying, this place sucks and no poetry. Remember?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
They wouldn't let you put poetry. So I hated that person that wrote that sign, too. So,
right, and I hated that. We didn't even know who they were, and we hated them together because, it was, again, it was somebody telling us what to do in a public place. That was none of their business. They didn't own the place.
I think it comes down to signs. If you write a sign and put it up, I don't like you. The first radio station I worked at had that owner that would write signs and put it on everything. Don't touch this. Hit this button at four. I mean, just everywhere you would go, there would be a little sign in his Dave handwriting all over the radio station. So
when Post-its were invented, he must have been like, oh, thank God.
It wasn't even Post-its. It would be little pieces of paper. Don't touch this ever, you know?
No.
And so I think because of that, I hate people who write notes.
See, I don't even know that guy. I didn't even know you at that time, and I hate that person.
That's how you do it.
That's how it works.
Joe, get on it.